The show's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the show today, a group called Gloria Deluxe, led by singer, songwriter, guitarist, accordionist, and theater person Cynthia Hopkins. They are going to be giving the Afterglow performances tonight and tomorrow at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 10 o'clock in the lobby, following the various other performances that are going on earlier in the evening there. They're live in our studio to perform for us. Most of their members are with us, and most of their equipment. And it's a very eclectic group of instruments, which we will certainly tell you about as we go along. Here is some music from their disc called Don't Whip 'Em, and it's a song called Barrels of Oil. Gloria Deluxe on Live and Local. Stay with us.
My eyes open. No, he did well.
He's getting well.
That was music by a group called Gloria Deluxe from a disc called Must Don't Whip 'Em and the song called Barrels of Oil. The lead singer is Cynthia Hopkins. She's also, well, we'll find out how she characterizes herself in relation to the rest of the group, but certainly it's head and does much more than play, more than sing and play accordion, and she didn't bring her guitar, but I understand she plays guitar also. And they are... Gloria Deluxe are going to be performing the Afterglow at the Krannert Center tonight and tomorrow, more or less at 10 o'clock. It depends when the other shows get out. There are other shows in the theater before that, and it's going to be in the lobby there. It's free, so if you want to wander in right around then, you don't have to have attended any of the previous shows, but you can see them. And they have five of their members brought into the studio with Cynthia, Cynthia herself, and... Kristen, say Muller.
Yes.
We could do this any even. It looks like Mueller, but she says Muller. I've seen Mueller that says Miller, and you never know. And anyway, in any event, she's brought along a couple of tambourines and brushes and an egg.
That's true, an egg.
Yeah, that rattles. Right. As long as it doesn't break and we have to clean up the mess, that's fine. And Philippa Thompson on the violin, and that's all she's brought. It says she does some other things as well. And Karen, how do you say your last name, Karen?
Waltuck.
With a viola.
Yes.
Not the usual country slash rock slash whatever kind of band you are, instrument. And then Ben Holmes on trumpet. Lead trumpet. And they tell me there's the other guy that plays trumpet is apparently a misnomer. He's not here anyway. So we can talk about him all we want. Gloria Deluxe, thanks for very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Cynthia, why the name? Where does it come from? My mother's name is Gloria, by the way.
Mm.
So this is
of burning
interest to me.
Yeah, I love that name. I mean, it came from an accordion that somebody gave me. And a lot of people have their accordions emblazoned with their name. And so this accordion... had the name Norman.
The one
on
you're holding.
One side. No, not the
a
one
different
I'm holding.
One.
Different
okay.
one. This one is anonymous. But this other one says Norman on one side in, like, you know, rhinestone type of stuff, glittery jewels. And then on the other side it says Gloria Deluxe. So I don't know why that accordion has the name on it, but I saw it and I liked it a lot. And to me it's the Gloria, like people always think it's a first name and sometimes refer to me as Gloria, but Gloria and Gloria Deluxe actually to me is Latin for Gloria in Excelsis Deo, glory, glory to God in the highest. And then the deluxe part is like the worldly version of that. It's like fantastic.
Extra fancy.
Extra excellent.
Super duper.
So to me, the name means like glorious, fantastic, or something to that effect.
I like it. It works. So, but Gloria Deluxe is not the brand name of an accordion, as far as you know.
Not as far as I know. I did Google it, and it didn't come up with anything except some German maker of something or other. But there was no website in that name. So as far as I know, it's not a brand of
Well, it is now. If you Google Gloria Deluxe now...
Now it shows up.
You show up.
Yeah.
And for several pages. And I didn't find anything else came up after that. I didn't look beyond that. So how long have you played the accordion? And why?
Why?
It's
always the question. Yes. Yeah, so why wouldn't you learn to play the accordion?
Well, many people would answer that in spicy terms.
I love the sound of it. And it's also somewhat accidental, like pretty much everything in the universe is somewhat accidental, in that my father played the accordion growing up, so it was just around. He only played one solitary song on the instrument.
Ever?
Ever, that I ever heard.
Over and over?
Yes, over and over. And it's an old folk song, and actually, if anybody knows it, I'm curious to know whether it has words. It goes...
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Yeah, I know, that's right.
So actually, and it's actually an instrumental break on a new song I've just written for a show that I'm writing that's an homage to my father. But anywho.
So 244-2619, if you know the answer to the, if you know the lyrics to that song, if there are any.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
my
please, or just
number.
The name of it, or, yeah. Who, you know, I don't know anything except I was subjected to it many, many times growing up.
Does that explain other things that may or may not come up in this interview?
It probably does.
But please continue.
And then I also, my first instrument was actually the piano. Well, really my first instrument was the voice, but I sang in the choir when I was little kid and on through adulthood, sang in various choirs. But then the first instrument I learned was piano. And then when I left home for school, I wanted to take something with me that I could port. And my father, so I asked my father if I could take his accordion, and that's when I learned it. So that was, I don't know how long ago that was.
A while.
It was so long ago, I can't remember.
You don't look like an old person, so it can't be that long ago.
No, but I feel internally like I'm 87. That's my, I think that's my spiritual internal age that has been since I was, came out of the womb, 87.
And is this your dad's accordion?
This is not. He finally asked for his back.
So he could play his song?
No, so he could give it away to another more distant relative, which I've always thought was somehow, at the time I thought it was punishment, an indirect punishment to me for not producing grandchildren. But that could be totally inaccurate and not at all the reason he did that. But that is what happened. But no problem, because actually his accordion was, they come in all different sizes, but in general there's like a male version which is larger and heavier and a female version which is the kind I have now, which is lighter and easier to play. And so I actually prefer this one now. So I got lucky.
Yeah. So Kristen back there is having a laughing fit. It sounds like she's never heard that before.
I don't think so. That might be some new information.
Oh, good. Well, I pride myself in bringing out stuff that nobody else can.
But they've heard other funny stories about my father, so he's already a hilarious figure in their minds, probably.
But he's still around, I gather.
Yes, he is around,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And does he come to your shows?
He is no longer mobile enough to do so. He's totally immobilized by Parkinson's disease, which is part of what the show is about that I'm making about him.
The new show.
But before that, when he could, yes, he would come see the shows.
And
yes.
You can he can hear your CDs, of course.
Yes, yes.
And see
in
your
fact,
clips
the
and
last
so.
CD that I made, The Success of Failure, that all these guys played on, I think. And
Or The Failure of Success.
Or The Failure of Success. He heard it. His question about that, he said, are you playing the piano on that? I said, yes. He said, it sounds so professional. Which seemed like, he said it as if that was a surprise to him. So, but he's got his finger on the pulse of what we're doing, yes.
Well, he can listen to the show later on, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I'll make sure that is an option.
Yeah, which is worth mentioning, as long as I'm thinking about it, to our listeners, that if you ever do miss all or part of a show, you can hear it on our website. Usually later on in the day, I'm a bit behind on some of the ones from a little bit after Christmas time, but after New Year's. But normally you can get on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you'll find, well, most of you don't know what I look like, so just look for Live and Local. My face is there, and then if you wanted to know, there it is, and it was probably not at all what you thought, which is normally what happens with radio people. Why don't we hear the fruits of your labors, folks? This is Gloria Deluxe, is the name of the group, not the person who's been talking. The name of the person who's been talking is Cynthia Hopkins, who is their lead vocalist and accordionist, as you gathered from that part of the conversation. And is anybody else singing on this particular song?
Oh, yeah. Philippa and Karen both sing.
Both of the string players.
Both of the string players.
Ben, not on this song.
Not on this one, but Ben does sometimes sing.
All right. We'll see if that bears out.
Wait.
On the show. So is this like you sing as well as Jeff plays the trumpet?
Yeah, about that. I can't answer that.
He's not here to defend himself, whatever your answer is. What's the song?
This song is called Promises to Keep.
On Live and Local.
I want love to be a fountain falling from my mouth all over you. I want love to be a river curving over everybody else too.
Gloria Deluxe here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And the name of that song again?
Promises to Keep.
Promises to Keep. I'm going to ask you that probably every song because I can't ever remember as soon as somebody tells me. So I should write it down. You'd think I'd know that by now, but Promises to Keep. We won't pursue that. Whatever you were thinking, we're not going to pursue that because it sounded analytical. The band in front of me are Cynthia Hopkins, vocals and accordion, Kristen Muller on the percussion, and Philippa Thompson on violin and singing, and Karen Waltuck on viola and singing the high notes. I couldn't tell with my headphones on. I had to take it out. You had the high notes, right?
Yeah
very nice. And trumpet player Ben Holmes. And you have some other members who are going to be performing also tonight and tomorrow who aren't with us right now, right?
We actually, it's only one lone gentleman who's not with us here.
He's important.
But he is important, and he's quite tall. So.
And he is?
His name is Matt Wigton. And he'll be playing the upright bass.
Always important. And I guess the other person is not a person, but is the augmentation of Kristen.
Oh,
in the form of drums,
exactly.
More drums.
Real kit.
Yes, there will be
a real drum kit.
Fuller version of Kristen.
Well, when I had listened to some clips a while ago, when I knew you guys were going to end up being here, I thought, well, all of this completely defies categorization, because I'd read in the Krannert blurb here reference to you as playing, quote, this is from Time Out New York, ethereal, demanding, exuberant rock. And then I listened to the clips and thought, I wouldn't call any of that rock, really.
Mm.
And then I just read earlier today somebody described you as alt country. And then I listened to some of the CD you had just handed me, and I thought, well, I don't hear that either. And then you just sang that song, and I thought, okay, I get the alt country part.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that you're one of those writers who doesn't really think of terms of genre at all.
No, I don't, and I've been pondering lately, why do we need them? The categories, the genres.
So we know where to put your
CD.
So we
know where to put
your
CD
store.
In the rack,
there
on the rack.
Racks.
And there are no racks any longer.
So what do you do?
Well, no, that part is true also. Well, you go on one of the websites and search for your name.
Yeah.
But of course, if they're looking for, well, no, what is the name of the website? Somebody help me out here that I've heard about.
GloriaDeluxe.com.
No, I mean, I know that.
Is that the one you want to go to?
That is the good one, yeah. But if somebody who isn't listening to this show, no, it was, I've heard this from several times lately. There's a website where you can go and, like,
just
choose
say
some
what you
things.
Like. Yeah.
Pandora, Rhapsody. Yeah.
Pandora.
Oh,
right.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
I
haven't tried any of them yet. So there, they hear something, and then they see, they might work around to you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, because I guess, you know, my taste is utterly eclectic. I mean, I listen to every kind of music that's exists. So, you know, I think that's why it just kind of comes out. I certainly don't think about what it could be categorized as when I'm writing it or when we're playing, so...
Do you write all the songs for the group?
Yes, but the orchestration and the kind of shaping of the songs is in conjunction with these lovely folks here.
And they are all, I mean, this is radio, but I'll just tell everybody, they're all lovely.
they are lovely, yes.
Yeah.
Come see us tonight and you'll find out.
Exactly, and we know that the absent one here is tall, so...
He's a tall drink of water, didn't you say?
Yeah, Matt's really good looking.
Now, see, that's... But that's a country term right there. Nobody uses that except country people.
Well, my mother was from East Tennessee, and so there is a southern influence in my psyche, I guess.
Well, we talked about your dad's influence, obviously, through the instrument. But
yeah. And my mom also played... They were both amateur musicians. They both played piano. My mom played guitar also. They both sang. And my dad played the fiddle as well, at about the level at which he played the accordion.
Did he play at least a different song?
I don't even remember an entire song, you know what I mean? It was just some noodling. But anyway, I grew up with it as just something that you do. Music is something that, you know, they both, my father in particular is, you know, from the generation where that's, in fact, one of the songs I just wrote for this show I'm making, it says, it's speaking from his perspective, and it says, I was born before television, long before the interweb, so for our entertainment, we had to dance and sing. You know, an evening's entertainment was to sit around and sing, play piano and to sing while someone danced a jig. And so that's true. Like, he grew up, that's what you did for entertainment, was played music yourself. You know?
And you used the term eclectic in reference to your own musical tastes earlier, and just looking at the instruments around you, that in itself is a pretty eclectic bunch here. Violin, viola. You're actually the second violist that I know now who does sort of non-classical stuff. The other one is here in town, Robin Kirtan, who also plays the violin as well. She has lots of old-timey and some... Well, some other things that can't be categorized. And the trumpet. and the accordion.
And they all
was this
play.
All your idea? Well, that, yeah, well, I can. We could rattle off the list here on your CD.
I know, and they all play also, and they play many different kinds of music, each of them individually.
Philippa, violin, guitar, melodica, musical saw, percussion, and vocals. You have the longest list.
Yes.
Over there. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Did you choose the people first? Did you choose the instruments first? Did you just sort of get a bunch of people you wanted to get together and this is what they happened to play? Or how did this all work out?
Oh, it just happened organically.
First time I played for you, I was subbing for a trombone player.
Yes, Karen came in subbing for a trombone player.
On the viola.
And then I think the way the trumpet, I have to, please don't be offended, anyone but Ben, but a trumpet is one of my favorite instruments, just the sound it makes. However, in spite of that, a trumpet player entered into the mix because the viola player couldn't make it, isn't
right.
that right?
I called Ben to sub for me to go to Australia.
That's right.
Now what, you were subbing, so the viola was subbing for trombone, and then the trumpet subbed for the viola.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so
you
it's
both
just
stayed.
Kind of
is that it?
Happened that way.
My mother, Gloria, was a trumpet player. Is a
oh.
trumpet player.
Oh, wow.
And a pianist.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not relevant other than that your name
so
is Gloria.
So it just kind of came that way. I mean, like, also, each album that I've made has kind of had its own particular vibe. And, like, the Must Don't Whip 'Em album you played a song from, that I wanted to be, like, reminiscent of, like, 70s rock with a horn section. You know, I wanted trombone and trumpet. So that was intentional to have that instrumentation.
But I didn't look. Is this the more recent one?
That one is the one I'm mentioning. Must Don't Whip 'Em.
Right.
That's the second to last.
Second to last.
Album,
where do you get the name from?
Must Don't Whip 'Em?
Yeah.
Is from, I was in a Krispy Kreme in North Carolina, I think, somewhere in the South, and I was in line, and there was a youngster running wild around the store, and somebody behind me in the line said, Must Don't Whip 'Em. And what that means in Southern speak is, oh, he's out of control because his parents don't discipline him properly. So the songs on Must Don't Whip 'Em are from a show called Must Don't Whip 'Em, which is kind of about a rebellious or unstoppable spirit, ultimately, is what it's about. And so that's what that term means.
I like that expression, actually. I'm going to have to try to remember
yeah.
that. Because there's an awful lot of unruly kids running around
yeah,
all over the
you
place.
You can say that. You could also say if
we're
somebody's
not condoning beating them, though.
No.
If somebody's hair is messy. Like if you say if somebody's hair is messy and you wanna, you know, tease them, you could say, must don't wash your hair or must don't comb your hair. That's what it's like.
Well, I want to ask you about the show and other shows and the general concept of shows in your output and so on. But I'd like to hear another song first, if you don't mind.
Okay, what's it going to be?
As long as you're here.
Folks.
Evolution, so then you can talk about your next show. The last show I made.
Oh, Evolution. Okay, so yeah, we'll play a song from a show, from the last show I made. Although in the show it was sung by creatures, post-human creatures in the very distant future, and it had some variations on it. But it is a song about evolution, and the chorus is from the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which is an example of how a song can evolve. Because the Battle Hymn of the Republic started off as a song that soldiers from the South side of the Civil War were singing in a camp. And a lady from the North happened to be strolling by and heard it, and she liked it. And she kind of took it and reworked it and evolved it into the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which became the great marching song of the North during the Civil War.
That's twisted.
Change sides.
That's twisted.
And this song won. It won the war.
America's a little piece of Africa. Broke off a long time ago. Evolution is so slow it sometimes seems it isn't possible, but it is. Evolution is so slow. descended from the tiny creatures left behind by the dinosaurs. We were hiding in the bushes when the heavens rained down fire. Before that, we were little fishes. Before that, little molecules set free from the huge explosion of how it all began. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
That song was called Evolution, right?
Good job.
Yes!
I wrote it down. I had to write that one down. And that is that also the name of the show from which it comes?
No, the name of the show is The Success of Failure, or The Failure of Success, which is also the name of the album of the songs.
All of these things interrelated in the story of Gloria Deluxe, which is the name of the band in front of me, minus just one of their members, or at least one of their... You have additional members beyond who are actually going to be here this weekend.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
least
there
who are on CDs.
A couple of few different trombonists who step in on occasion, and yeah.
So just as with the jazz bands and rock bands and classical bands, you have your group of subs when you need them.
Yeah,
apparently.
There's a rotating posse.
Gloria Deluxe will be at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight and tomorrow, following the other shows, the 7:30 starting shows. They'll start around 10 o'clock or so. It's free in the lobby, and Cynthia Hopkins is the lead singer. And there are other members with us right now. Karen Waltuck on viola and singing. I guess everybody but Kristen Muller was singing.
She sings sometimes.
Well, she needs to get with the program on that particular song. On the percussion. And Philippa Thompson on violin, and Ben Holmes on the trumpet. So we talked about, referred to shows, and I like the way you said the last show I made.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say the last show I wrote.
Right. No, well.
So talk about shows, and why do you make them instead of write them? Or why that term?
Well, I make them because they're composed of so many different elements, and actually a lot of those elements I'm not directly responsible for, like the playing of all the instruments of these folks here. And then there's also a couple designers that I work with, Jim Findlay and Jeff Sugg, who create kind of a visual architecture, and then sometimes there's also kind of a sound design element, and there's costume, and then so I write text and I write the songs, but then they really come to life in the manifestation of all these different elements together in a kind of holistic, wild composite.
So you make them in cooperation with all those other folks.
Yeah, make them in collaboration with a lot of folks, yes.
And so you mentioned, I didn't write this one down, success of failure or the failure of success. I get that right.
Or it could be the failure around. Of sex, the success, the the success of failure. Or the failure of success.
Okay, I don't know if I got it in the right order or not. What's that about?
That is ultimately about, to me, that show answers the question, why do we have to die? Why are we mortal? And, you know, there's that Sesame Street episode where they just kind of say, well, that's just the way things are. Isn't that sad? But at least we got to enjoy whoever the guy is who died. But, I mean, for me, there's actually a very crucial kind of wonderful answer to that, which is that evolution depends on death. It depends on mortality. And we're in, that's my way. I lost my mother very young and watched her suffer and die when I was very young. And so that was a burning question in my mind from a very young age. Why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to die? And so so this show is an exploration of that question and kind of understanding mortality and trying to accept it. And so it's told in two halves. And the first half is that question on a very grand universal scale. So it takes place billions of years in the future when the sun is burning out, which indeed it will someday burn out. Our sun is middle-aged right now. And it's also ultimately about the miracle of life to begin with. So it's just the more, you know, I did a lot of research and the evolution of the universe to make this show. And the fact that there's life on this planet is, like, for example, there's solar wind that comes out of the sun that would burn and destroy and crush any kind of life on this planet, except we are protected by an electromagnetic field that surrounds our planet like a little protective blanket that is created by the convection of the molten core of the Earth. So how great is that, right? So, you know, that's pretty great. And the only reason the sun is not so hot it'll crush us and not so cold that we'll freeze is because it's middle-aged right now. So we're at this really magical moment. So to sort of emphasize this magical moment, I created the beginning part takes place when the sun is burning out. And it's about the implosion of the universe, there's some theories that say, well, it could be, you know, our universe is expanding. It's actually expanding at a growing rate. So it's unlikely that it'll bounce back and what's the word I'm looking for?
Collapse.
Yeah. Collapse. But in my version, in this show, it is going to collapse, and there's going to be a new universe that comes out of that. So, which is a metaphor for we die because it makes room for new forms of life. And then the second half of the show is that same issue on a totally mundane scale of just my own life, and it's about me trying to grapple with that question in my own life.
So how does it show up on the stage?
Well, the first half is like a sci-fi thriller with wild, extremely orchestral, majestic, pre-recorded soundscape, and there's a huge film video element. There's a big screen that's like a ribbon that goes across the back of the stage. And so it's almost like a science fiction movie that you're watching. And it's melodramatic, and there's flying, and I get suspended in the air, and I'm wearing a silver spacesuit. And then the second half, the whole architecture of the stage collapses down just like the universe does in the narrative, and it becomes a little space. The floor lifts up to become like a little room, sort of. And it's just very tiny, and then I play all the instruments live, and it's kind of, well, there's a little pre-recorded stuff. But, you know, I play the guitar, and it's just very human, you know.
So it's a one-woman show, essentially, except for
essentially, there's
all
two,
the other things you talked about earlier.
Right. I mean, in this show, in the other shows we've made, there's actually been a live band. In this show, these guys are part of the shows. In this show, the designers, who are also part of the other shows as performers, they perform. They manipulate all of the technical elements live. So it like has this vast feeling, the you know, the big screen and everything, but at the same time you can see them manipulating the little Christmas lights that are being projected up in this big screen. So you kind of have this handmade quality at the same time as having a kind of like monumental quality.
When did you start producing these kinds of things? I mean, your bio opens by saying that you formed a band in order to record some songs.
Right. Well, but I mean, I've started making shows when I was still in school, but then I didn't like being in charge of a large group of people. So I thought I wanted, which these guys could probably all explain to you why, because I'm just not very good at it. But so then I thought I wanted to just perform for other collaborative companies. But then I started having a band, and then the shows were the music shows kind of had a narrative element, and then it just kind of evolved.
So there's the idea of a song, the song,
yeah,
doesn't contain everything you think you want to say.
Right. I mean, what I like is, you know, you can hear the song, even a song from one of the shows, you can hear it and experience it. It can stand on its own and tell its own little story. And that story is probably going to be different for anybody who hears it. And then if you see this show in a theater, it's going to take on some other nuances of meaning. So it's going to be a different experience. But, you know, I'm just interested in, yeah, creating all using all different elements of language. I mean, if I lost the use of my limbs, let's say, or I became paralyzed, or, you know, or I lost my voice, I became mute, I would probably write stories. You know what I mean? I'll just use whatever there is to use.
To express whatever you need to express.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you folks? How did you get involved in this whole extraordinary thing that is Gloria Deluxe? Philippa, I'm looking at you.
Yes, you are.
Oh, that's
just because you're on my right.
She was
is that right?
I was a member of the very first incarnation of Gloria Deluxe when it was a whole, you know, different set of people. You know, it was just one of those New York things where she knew some other cellist and she was looking for a violinist. He said, "Oh, I know this lady, Philippa." And Cindy and I met on the corner of like 6th Avenue and Carmine Street, and she handed me a cassette tape with all of her music on it. And back in the day when there was cassette tape. And this was 1999. And and then I just got signed up to play on the first record and the first show. And I left New York for a couple years, at which point that was when Karen showed up. But then when I came back, joined up again with Cindy.
So Karen filled in for you.
I don't really know.
I filled in for trombone.
Yeah, because when I was gone, there weren't.
That had filled in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to sort of figure out how that all worked out.
There was trumpet and trombone in the band, and then, yeah.
And then I played in a band with the trombonist who couldn't do a gig and got me in. And then I started playing while Philippa was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she came back, we were together.
So what do you two string players do when you're not in Gloria Deluxe?
Well, I also am an administrator for the group Bang on a Can, who's actually played here at the Krannert Center a couple times.
Yeah.
You may recognize that name. So I do that, and I also play in a couple other bands. I play in a string band and a ukulele band, and then also do random other little one-offs that come up. Yeah.
And
Karen?
I play music full-time with lots of bands.
But it's all band stuff.
Yeah, I don't play a lot of classical.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Do you play? You're sort of in the avant. Is it called avant classical?
I play for
like
new,
the antisocial music, for example.
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, I actually still play with him.
Oh, is that the name of a group?
Antisocial music, yeah.
No, I haven't done that for
It's like
time.
A composer, performer collective.
That explains everything, yeah.
They're writing and playing all their music now.
No, there's like a downtown music scene in New York that's a lot of improvising, a lot of new composers writing experimental pieces that people who have a classical background play, but it's definitely not classical
and
music.
And both of these ladies are also composers themselves, which they failed to mention, but they both also compose music too.
But Gloria Deluxe only does your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. But somebody else does your stuff. Karen and Philippa. Yeah. Kristen, mm-hmm. How did you get involved in this operation?
I was actually doing sound.
Oh, right.
For a show, basically babysitting a couple microphones. Lower East Side joint. And Cindy and Philippa and Chris, I think, was Chris with you? Right? Mm-hmm. Chris Bonner was with you? Was playing bass, and they didn't have a drummer, and I just started to learn playing drums that year, and so I sheepishly asked if she wanted a drummer. I never approached a band before to play in my life. I just kind of just really liked the music, so
Kristen, part of the reason Kristen's such a great drummer is that she's a great guitar player as well, and banjo player and songwriter herself. And so she has this unique sense of rhythm that is non-drummerly, which I like.
And her own band.
And her own band.
That Philippa and I sometimes play in.
I had a feeling that was going to be true. Yeah. And Ben.
So I got involved during the Must Don't Whoop 'em show.
Oh.
And I think Karen recommended me because there was going to be trombone and trumpet in that show.
Yes.
So that was the first gigs that I did with sort of the big production. And then I started subbing for the band when Karen was out of town.
And when you're not in Gloria Deluxe?
I do, most of the music I'm involved in is on the jazz and Eastern European music side of things. So I've done quite a bit of that over the years.
Eastern European meaning?
Well, I know Karen through Jewish music world, through klezmer music. And I'm still involved in that, and I've spent a number of years playing music inspired by Balkan folk music and Serbian brass bands and things like that.
And Kristen and Ben also compose their own music. Ben has a Ben Holmes Trio, which plays music he writes, and Kristen writes her own songs and makes her own albums under her name.
So when you say that Gloria Deluxe does your songs, but everybody else contributes. You were talking about some seriously creative people who are turning your songs into a final product with
your
consent and cooperation.
Yeah, I don't think I'm involved even.
You write it down and then they take it and run.
I just play them my versions and then they do something better.
Well, it's the things you've played for us so far are a lot of fun and very enjoyable and have a message besides. And do most of the songs show up in a show or come from a show? Or
well, the first song we actually played today is not from a show. It's from a set of love songs that is an eternal project of an album that may someday get made. So there's a bunch of love songs that are not from a show. That we'll be playing tonight, and then a bunch of songs from shows. Yes,
they were
also
written for a different kind of show.
Yeah,
the show of your life.
The show of your life.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, Gloria Deluxe are going to be at the Cranert Center tonight at 10:00. Tomorrow night also, more or less around 10:00, when the other shows get out in the lobby, and you don't even have to pay for them. You can go to the other shows, which of course the Cranert Center would be very happy if you did, or just show up somewhere around 10, and you get to hear these guys. And we certainly have time for one, maybe two more songs.
Oh, sweet. So let's do, you want to do Hide? I want to do Hide and Night.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right, so this falls into the category of not from a show, the not from a show category. It's sort of a love song. It's really a song about friendship, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
like the endings of your songs. They're not conventional endings.
Oh, thank you.
Which I appreciate. There's nothing worse than on an album, usually on an album, where people just fade out.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a fan of the fade out.
Obviously, you didn't know how to end the song, so you just faded it out.
Well, and it's a function of recording, right? I mean, you would never fade out unless you did a manual fade out, which is a different thing.
Yeah, which I will be doing. We will be doing later in about a couple of minutes. on poor Patrick Ball on the Celtic harp, because he's going to be our walkout music here in actually a matter of seconds. Cynthia Hopkins is the lead singer for Gloria Deluxe, who are... with us in the studio, and we won't have time for another song. I'm sorry, I'd like to hear it, but this is all meant to be a teaser for their appearance tonight and tomorrow at the Cranout Center, more or less 10 o'clock in the lobby. And the rest of the members with us in the studio on Live and Local here, Philippa Thompson, violin, Karen Waltuk, viola, Kristen Muller on percussion, and Ben Holmes on trumpet. And I'm really, really glad we were able to work this out, and thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Fun is right. It was a real pleasure to hear you. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. On Monday's show from 12 to 1, we have the medieval vocal group called Gravitacion, who are having a CD release party on Monday night in Champaign or Urbana, one of those. And we'll have at least a couple or three of their members to do some singing and play their new CD on Monday's show. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Weather forecast in just a few seconds.